You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan has won its second straight Big Ten title, and it did it by beating Purdue 75-66. Let's get into the weekend action from Madison Square Garden as we welcome Michigan radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. So, John, the Wolverines plowed through Iowa, Nebraska, Michigan State, and then Purdue to win this second Big Ten title. Let's go back to January. Did you expect this?
I don't know who did. Beilein's teams, John Beilein, the head coach at the Michigan basketball team, they always peak at the right time right around now, but usually it's a late process. So this team has been on an upward ramp much earlier than its usual teams. They could be as high as a second seed when it's all sorted out. Now, my guess is a third seed, some are saying a fourth seed, but this is one of his best teams he's ever put together.
Who were the heroes?
Incredibly, it's defense, which is not their specialty typically with Beilein's teams. And I have to say, for you non-sports fans out there, defense is a chore. It's a chore to coach. It's a chore to do. It's not all that exciting. You don't get a whole lot of credit for it. It's like filing your taxes, man. It's just something you got to do. And to inspire you guys to play better and better defense is how this team has done it. Mo Wagner, huge guy from Germany. He's one of their stars, of course. But Duncan Robinson, a guy's one of their worst defenders 2 months ago. They could not even have him out there in the last 5 minutes because he was too unreliable on defense. He is now one of their best defenders. So that, my friends, is coaching.
That's coaching, because we wonder what kind of alchemy turns that around in a matter of a few months.
Alchemy.
Yes.
Nice drop there. It's a day-by-day process, I'm sure, but this team is playing right now as well as anybody in the nation. They've won 8 straight games against the nation's best. So this is a team you do not want to draw in the tournament.
And Michigan State was the number one seed going into that weekend, and they could not get it done Saturday afternoon against the Wolverines. What's going on?
Mo Wagner's one of a big reason. They had no answer for him. But having said that, look, State fans, there's no panic here. That team won the regular season Big Ten title, which is harder in many ways, in my opinion. And Izzo's team will be a top 3 or 4 seed, is my guess. So the question amongst Michigan State now is, who gets the draw at Detroit's Little Caesars Arena? They both want that, no matter what your seed is. Playing in your backyard counts for a whole lot because those are your fans.
So, of course, next Sunday is Selection Sunday, when everybody finds out whether they're invited to the big dance and everybody can start filling out their March Madness brackets. So how do you see this weekend's action affecting that seeding for Michigan and Michigan State?
Oh, Michigan launched itself. Went from, mid-seed, whatever, and that could be anywhere against anybody, to now you're one of the darlings of the dance. So they did themselves a lot of good this last weekend. Having said that, they barely got past a pretty weak Iowa team on Thursday in overtime. So this team can lose anybody. They can beat anybody. But again, you don't want to draw them. Michigan State, holding pattern, it won't hurt them very much. You're still the Big Ten champs. They slid down a bit, no doubt about it. But you got to the semifinals. And it is not a race your season. They've got 4 losses all year. 2 of them are to Michigan. So this is a team everyone is going to take seriously in the tournament.
What are your thoughts about the fact that the Big Ten tournament was played at Madison Square Garden and earlier than usual?
3 thoughts, 2 of them negative.
Fire away.
1 is the old man, get off my lawn. I'll tell you that why are you having this thing in New York? It's a Midwestern conference. It belongs in either Chicago or preferably Indianapolis, because Indianapolis loves this tournament and they roll the red carpet. New York does not care. And to get Madison Square Garden, they'd go a week earlier than usual because it's booked. So now you're playing a week before everyone else does. So now you've got 11 to 12 days off before you play a tournament game again. So that's a hindrance. The flip side is I've got to eat some crow on this, because they had great turnouts on Saturday and Sunday, partly because Michigan's in there with a huge New York contingency, of course. They got about 20,000 Michigan alums in New York, and they all seem to be there in the stadium. So the place was rocking both days. Not on Thursday and Friday, but they pulled it out. So that said, no one wants to see it again. And the real question is going to be, will the Big Ten teams be forgotten about between here and Selection Sunday when everyone else is playing? And 2, who wants 2 weeks off before you play a game again? That might be a problem as well.
Rest is not a bad thing. However, momentum is good, too.
We're going to find out which one's more important.
If you're Tom Izzo, what's job one over these next couple of
weeks? Stay focused. Block out everything else.
A lot of noise.
Block it all out. And they have this season, obviously. They're the Big Ten champs regular season. Block it all out, deal with all that at the end of the season, and get back in your game.
And if you're Beilein?
Stay sharp, because you're playing your best basketball of the year, and you got 11, 12 days off. So somewhere there, you have to have some brutal practices to remind them what a game is like.
Any predictions for Final 4? Look at your face. Sorry, Chief.
So much can go wrong. A fool predicts these things, and I guess I'm that fool. Right now, I would say Michigan and Michigan. I bet one of the two will be in the Final Four.
All right.
Michigan, Michigan State.
We'll see there. Michigan's hockey team had a good weekend. Best of three sweep against Wisconsin in the Big Ten tournament quarterfinals. Your thoughts?
This team under Mel Pearson, first-year coach at Michigan, but he had been assistant coach for many years. Mm-hmm. They started out this year 9-10-2, which is below 500, which is nothing. Since 2018, basically, 12-3-1. They're one of the best teams in college hockey right now. They swept number one seed, number one ranked Notre Dame. They are now in the tournament, not expected. They're guaranteed to be in the tournament, and they're playing better and better. So hats off to Mel.
Now they are moving on to face Ohio State, and we know the Wolverines are, what, 0-4 against the Buckeyes this season?
Not your favorite matchup, right?
Yeah.
But right now it's you're playing with house money. They're in. So whatever they do from now on is gravy.
Michigan Radio Sports Commentator John Eubank. Thanks, John.
Thank you.